USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Wednesday, and it's not good. The December CPI report shows a 7% increase since President Trump left office. A 7% increase is a number not seen in nearly 30 years. The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but to get rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Some schools are open, some schools are closed.
While Chicago students will see the inside of a classroom on Wednesday, students in Detroit's public schools could return to their classrooms in 2 weeks. The district says in-person classes are expected to resume by January 24th or 31st. At the latest, the district switched all schools to virtual learning last week due to increasing COVID-19 cases and the city's poor vaccination rate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Scientists are reporting that COVID-19's alarming Omicron wave may have peaked in Britain and is about to do the same in the United States, at which point cases may start dropping off dramatically. Quote, it's going to come down as fast as it went up, end quote, said Ali Mokdad, a professor of health metric sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. David Heyman, who previously led the World Health Organization's Infectious Disease Department, said Britain was the closest to any country of being out of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think the lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and done by mandate.
Right. You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Senator and Dr. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, was on Newsmax Tuesday and claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci deflected questions at a Senate hearing earlier in the day.
You know, a couple weeks ago, he had an interview where he said that people who question him are questioning science. And the arrogance of that statement just really has stuck with me. So today when we ask him questions, we ask him whether it was appropriate for him to take his $420,000 salary and attack his enemies.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.